Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I want to talk about movie theater experiences because I saw, Danny, that the 50-year anniversary just came and went of Jaws in movie theaters. Now, your boy is in his mid-30s, okay? So I was not around in 1975 when Jaws dropped. But the way that it has been explained to me by people that were around and did go to the movies as teenagers or older at that time was that it completely changed the genre, so to speak.
Without a doubt.
It was the first summer smashola. It was the movie that everybody went to see and cared about and loved. And if you hadn't seen Jaws, you were just on the outside looking in. Like, for me as a kid, not a summer smash, but the Titanic was that way. When that movie came out, Titanic, and it ended up winning 14 Academy Awards, it was one of those things where at school or whatever, I was like in young elementary school, if you hadn't seen it, it's like, what's going on
with
your
family?
What's
wrong with you? Is something wrong?
You guys didn't go to Fredericksburg to the, you know, Regal Gallery Place in Central Park to see Titanic? What's going on with the Rouillets? But 1975, 50 years ago, Danny, which is wild to think about.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Like, we are basically the same distance away from when Jaws came out in 75 as we are from, like, the Roaring 20s.
Right?
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, like, it's same distance there as it is to 2075. In the other direction.
But
I'm sure everything's fine.
That movie supposedly had the biggest theater effect on people enjoying that experience as any film that's ever come out.
It's up there. I mean, there, you know, that one changed everything. I mean, before it was these filmmakers' films, you know, whether it was Streetcar Named Desire or Citizen Kane back in the day, and then you go into The Godfather, where it's, you know, master's courses in filmmaking, but not this big summer epic kind of thing. Star Wars a couple years later, of course, would kind of piggyback off this. And the blockbuster kind of became what we were used to, right? Like every summer. It's like, you know now that a movie released in January, nubs. It's, you know, a B-action star throat chopping in some impossible situation. You know the big badass, right? Starts in May, comes out sometime in June, July, August, whatever. That's when you're going to go see that big epic thing. So I wasn't alive at that point, but my dad's talked about that one. And it's one of those that still holds up, talking about Jaws. But yeah, there have been a handful of those where you had to have seen it, right? Like that's the way you'd phrase it, right? Kind of what you're talking about. What do you mean you didn't see it? Of course everybody saw it.
One I remember from my childhood that was iconic and people talked about their experience because of the visuals and the sounds was Jurassic Park in 1993. I was only five. I didn't go, but I still distinctly remember my dad talking to people about that movie and remember when it came out at the time, dating myself a bit, on VHS and was on TV or whatever, and we got the movie. And I remember as a kid watching it and being scared, but like the scene where, you know, it's like, doom, doom, and the water's moving.
And the water's moving.
In the theater, that was supposedly just like an all-time moment.
Because again, we had all these advancements in.
Of course.
All the lights
like
and
now
the sound
we don't
and stuff.
Think about yeah. it. But at that time, there were these huge technological breakthroughs where it was like, damn, that does sound like a dinosaur is coming toward
all the LucasArts stuff, the THX, the Industrial Light and Magic sound, adding all the different practical effects and the different surround sound deals.
I just took my kids, I told you this last week, to see How to Train Your Dragon, and we saw it in 3D. I was told to see it in IMAX, we just couldn't make the times work. Apparently, it's silly in IMAX, and after seeing it, I actually, like, even without them, I would go back to see it in IMAX. I mean, it's visually a stunning film. And in 3D, it was breathtaking. I mean, it was. I'm not even a 3D guy. I don't really enjoy it. But I guess my point is, for my kids who are 4 and 6, they don't know what they don't know.
Right.
Like, they put on those glasses. They watched those dragons flying at them and the fire coming at them in the theater, and they just didn't get it. They've been to the Legoland over at the mall where it's like a 4D experience where they blow air and there's a little water that drips on you and all this stuff. what we have now compared to, like, if you were to go today, Danny Rie and me would go back in time and watch Jaws in theater, it would be nubs. You know, we'd be sitting there like, this, but it's just a matter of the times, right? And I don't want to take away from that. But this got me to thinking, 50-year anniversary, Jaws in the movie theater, people reminiscing at the time they kind of fell in love with going to the theater. And I was talking to my wife about this over the weekend, and I said to her, I said, and she's not a movie guy, okay? She doesn't like watching movies. She doesn't like going to the movie theater. I take my kids all the time. She normally stays home. Like, that's her time away from dealing with us. And so I said to her, I said, do you have a movie that you remember going to the theaters and having an amazing experience that you were excited about or that you still look back on? And even she had one, and that's how I knew this would be a fun conversation.
Uh-huh.
Hers was, I hope I'm not saying the wrong nerd movie, but I'm pretty sure she said Last Light, Lord of the Rings. Like the
really?
Yes. Like the first Lord of the Rings, because she read all the books.
Fellowship
or whatever.
Of the Ring, yeah.
Like, that was her answer. I knew you'd be psyched.
That's a great one. That's a great answer.
How old would we have been? She's about my age.
Yeah, so that's early 2000s. So I can't remember the exact year. It's like 03, 04, somewhere
school,
there.
High school?
Yeah.
04, we would have been high school. So that, I think that's a reasonable enough answer. Here's mine. I've got a few. Like, recently.
Yeah, I've got several.
Recently, Top Gun Maverick. Darius, fire up the Top Gun theme for me when you can. But it was post-COVID. I was a Top Gun guy from the original, the OG. Which is before my time,
but it's still
it was
awesome.
Cool because it was cool. Like, yeah. I remember people saying, you got to watch Top Gun when I was growing up, and I'm like, okay.
Sorry about the anthem. Sorry.
The anthem. When it hit in the theater, chills.
Every time, dude.
Why do I have a water system in my eyes? What's happening here? I love Top Gun Maverick. And you know, Steven Spielberg has made the case that that movie and Tom Cruise saved the movie theater industry after COVID, because no one was going, and they brought him back. And by the way, it's one of the biggest, most successful North American releases as far as summer blockbusters in history, right? You start to dig into, well, how did he save the movie theater industry? Like, well, why would you say that? He literally was like calling different movie makers, different companies, and going, hey, we're making this movie. Are you guys making your movies? And they're like, no, not right now. He's like, well, we're going forward, so you better go forward. And, like, he got people to start making movies again by lying to different companies and stuff. I mean, it was crazy.
Yeah, like a personal thank you to me for coming into the theater, you know,
exactly,
that he recorded before
yes.
the movie.
And, which is now becoming the norm, and he does that on Mission Impossible and whatever else. But, so that one's high up there. But my all-time number one seed, as far as exciting movie theater experience that I was giddy about and it thoroughly enjoyed, Dark Knight.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The Dark Knight on opening night at the Udvar Hazy. Beat that. The hype about that movie, people sleep. They completely forget. I don't even know why the hype was so big. But Christopher Nolan was
taking
over.
Batman Begins was awesome. And this was going to be the opus. This was the you had the prequel, the prelude,
but it's
the beginning.
Bigger than that. So Batman Begins was sick. Christopher Nolan's the man. He's taken over this thing. He hit a home run with the first. This was the bigger, better story movie anyway. And then the Heath Ledger hype. Heath Ledger had already passed before that movie came out. I'm almost positive, right? Heath Ledger is the Joker, and because of what had happened, you may want to double check me, but I'm pretty sure he was no longer with us when that movie came out. I think that the hype around that performance was like, this is one of the all-time villain performances ever in history. And so I wanted to go see it the best way I could possibly see it. And I think one of the reasons I had such a great experience is how do you see it, right? Udvar Hazy, biggest screen, best audio, best everything. That opening bank robbery scene.
With the one note on the string instrument.
Guy, I wanted to stand up in the theater and just start screaming, yes! Yeah, like 5 minutes into the movie, it was like you could have stopped the movie then and said, "Give us another $1,000 and walk out and don't say a word," and I would have been like, "No problem." It was just, I don't know, something about that night, that movie. Maybe it was where I was in my life as a young person who had money and no kids and could go do what he wanted to do.
Because within a matter of minutes, six different moments of misdirection, an homage to Heat, by the way, an all-time classic gangster bank heist movie with your boy, the guy that played Colonel Willie Sharp from That's Armageddon, right. as the bank manager with the shotgun, like chasing the guys down. Like, where'd you learn to count? What doesn't kill you makes you stranger.
I mean, bank robbery scene against any bank robbery scene in any movie ever.
I'll agree with that.
And I will stack it up and say beat it, and you won't be able to do it.
Perfect.
But for me, it's Dark Knight. I want to get yours next, and then let's hit the phones as our double play here. What's your number one theater experience movie when you look back at your time going to films? Based on Jaws, 50 years ago this week, hitting the theaters and changing the game. You already know, 50 years ago this week, an iconic movie theater film dropped. It was one of the first ever summer smashes.
Summer blockbuster, yeah.
Everybody's still chasing, right? And it was Jaws. And so it's got us thinking about our number one movie theater experience ever. Danny, I gave you mine, The Dark Knight at the Udvar Hazy. I think it's Udvar Hazy, but it's out in Chantilly. It's the gigantic IMAX. It's basically like the, you know, you go sit there and you can look at the stars above your head. Biggest screen ever. One of my favorite movies ever. I'll have that until the day I die. Yeah. It was perfect.
Similar, saw it with a couple comedy pals in Upper West Side. This IMAX theater in New York was amazing. A couple of are on the phone, so I won't take those away. I'll let Darius hit the soundtrack for mine. My first R movie, I got permission, say smash hit in the 80s. Years we waited for the sequel. Usually the sequel lets you down. Not this one. One of the great sequels in history. It's James Cameron. It's Arnold Schwarzenegger. It's Linda Hamilton. And introducing the T-1000. That's Terminator 2 Judgment Day.
Oh, yeah.
This bat, I mean, the no fait but what we make. And we learn about the final destiny. It's supposed to be. And then they made like seven more afterwards. And I'm not sure if it's
so
Genesis or Dark Fate or whatever.
In 91?
I was 12.
Okay, so this is, I was three. This is a little before my time. I can only imagine.
This, I mean, like, we begged and pleaded. We had, like, an older kid. So my buddy's older brother, who I was friends with, too, he was the guy that was going to take us, right? And he was the one in charge. Parents finally okayed it. No one knew, like, how...
Was there a no parents night?
Yeah, there wasn't much, like, R rate. You know, no one's sure about PG-13, what's R. I mean, there's no way we should have been seeing this movie. But we did, and it ruled. 12-year-old Fanny Mouillet was a pig in mud.
I can imagine. All right, Darius. You could call us at 800-636-1067. Ryan, I want to get yours. I want to go to the producer room here. So maybe we'll start with you, Clary. Your all-time movie theater experience, one seed.
It was the late 2000s, and at that point in time, I was just kind of getting into like the grown-up movies. Like I was big into Toy Story and all the other cartoons out there, and then one movie piqued my interest. Avatar. Avatar was awesome. It was the one movie in my life I went on the premiere night, AMC Tyson's Corner. We saw it in IMAX. We saw it in 3D. We watched all 3 hours of it, and it was an awesome film. I even have a story. This is pre, like, when you have reserved seats. So I had to sit actually in the aisle because there was no open seats next to my parents. It was an awesome, awesome movie. I still watch it today. I'll watch all 3 hours. It's a great movie.
So I would love the Joan, and I know if I let Danny, he will, so I'm going to just cut you off at the pass.
It's his theater experience.
It is his theater experience, uh-huh. And also, number one, number two, number three, all time. Highest grossing film.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean they're good films.
I know.
But they are, to Ryan's point, Avatar, James Cameron, $2.9 billion.
It's so much. How much? It's astounding.
I guess it's just the first and the third, because Avengers Endgame actually became number two all-time with $2.8 billion. But Avatar is one and three on the all-time list in terms of highest grossing films. I respect that, Clary. Look at you going to Avatar.
You went to a movie.
It was an awesome movie. IMAX experience, 3D, I loved it.
Looked weird to me, never saw it. All right, Darius, you're up.
So my actual one seed would be both the Avengers movies. Both the last two Avengers movies. Avengers Infinity War and Avengers Endgame.
Endgame, number two highest grossing film ever.
Right. Infinity War, I say, just because the experience of leaving the theater with the way the movie ended and everybody just kind of like being like, wow.
What?
It really, like, we really lost. There's no way. How did
spoiler
we lose?
Alert.
That never happens.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, if you haven't seen the movie, that was 10 years ago. And then Endgame, it was the interaction, the everybody coming together and cheering for, you know, that big finale of
the
that
moments.
Movie. Yeah, all the moments that brought that. Everybody together. There, I just never experienced anything in a movie theater like that.
That's such a good point. Yeah. If you want to talk about, like, I remember
people
in the
going
movie,
crazy.
Wedding Crashers, when Will Ferrell comes on the screen for his cameo, where he's like, "Mom, the meatloaf." He got a massive ovation in the theater. And it wasn't like annoying that everybody was clapping. It was like he was on the greatest heater of all time.
It was
like
Chaz Reinhold, man.
Old school and Anchorman and all that stuff. And people are like, yes, it's Will Ferrell. Yeah. Like, what a great moment. But to your point, that is one of the greatest theater experiences ever with like the reveals and the cheers. I remember.
Like, as soon as you know who says on your left. I mean, like, people are screaming.
Silly. What was the movie that Ryan ruined for Daris?
For me.
Oh, that was Deadpool.
Yeah. Deadpool
Wolverine. Yeah.
So, like, similarly, not on the same level, but when Deadpool Wolverine came out, and there's some huge reveals in that, in the theater, it's like, oh, my God. And then the next one's like, oh, no. It's just a fun thing to be at. You don't get that in your living room. All right, let's go rapid fire. We want to knock out as many of these as we can, so you got to be real quick. Let's go to Sean in Falls Church. Lightning round here. What do you got?
So, Grant, I was in the same theater and the same night and everything with you. I'm not even kidding. I was sitting in a section. Apparently, some guy wanted to ruin it for the rest of us because it was amazing. As soon as they open up to the Chicago skyline in Dark Knight, he goes, "I can see my house from here." And I spoke up because I wanted to make sure we got what we wanted. I said, "I can see your mom from here. Shut up." And we all laughed for 3 seconds, and then we were silent for 3 hours. It was beautiful.
That night, I kind of remember there was a little bit of shtick happening.
There's some shtick, yeah.
At different points. But that night couldn't have been more perfect. Dark night, Udvar Hazy. I'd love to live it back. Run it back. Chris in Hyattsville, best movie theater experience you had.
All right, so Danny stole my number one seed, the Terminator 2. Which, by the way, Danny, I'll say, you'll fall off the fence on dead. But one of the great things about going to the beach as a kid was I went to a place where there was a movie theater literally at the end of the block, and I got to go to movies unattended.
Oh, that's cool.
With a note that said, "Please let my child watch R-rated films." That was the 80s for you, okay?
It's a different time,
1989,
man.
Michael Keaton, Kim Basinger, Jack Nicholson, and Prince. I'm talking about Batman.
The OG.
Yes, you are. The OG Batman's damn good. I get it, especially if you're a young guy alone with a little freedom on vacation.
Because that was the comic booky style, right? That was the like sort of the fun, campy take, and it was great.
John in Herndon, what's up? John, you there, buddy? Let's go to Derek in Manassas on Grant and Danny, looking for your best movie theater experience.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, buddy.
So, a little older than you guys, so 1977, 7 years old, and got to go see the original Star Wars in a theater. Not the greatest of picture quality, not the greatest of sound, but we had a thunderstorm come up right during the Darth Vader, Obi-Wan, fight. So that clap of the thunder and everything while the evil guy is taking on the good guy, and of course we know how that ended. So.
You can't script that one.
That's pretty amazing.
Go to Seth in Clarksburg on Grant and Danny. Best theater experience?
1994, with my oldest brother, just graduated high school, Ace Ventura, opening scene as the UPS man set the tone.
Dude.
HDS, got a package, people. Sounds broken, most likely, sir. Bet it was something nice,
too.
Though.
Some of mine are going with my brothers.
Oh, my God.
You know, like, because you just don't have that anymore. Everyone's grown up.
He had all the heat coming off of In Living Color. We're like, what's he going to do in his solo venture? How about make the funniest movie ever?
Chris and Culpepper, how are you?
Hey, what's going on, brothers? Great topic, like usual.
Body.
The movie that sticks out to me, 12 years old, enamored with weather. That's when everything technology was changing with the movie theaters. At least I noticed it. I have to go with Twister. I watched it at the old Spotsylvania Mall theater. Not the greatest experience there, but being 12 years old, be able to watch it with my friends and see that movie and looking at the inside of the tornado and the meteorologist getting grabbed and whipped out and thrown out. It was amazing experience. So I just wanted to throw that in there.
Thank being 12 and a couple of Helen Hunt scenes in there, you probably didn't mind too much either.
Why? What happens?
Twister. Great film. Dave in Leesburg, we'll give you the last word on this. Movie you loved in theaters.
All right. Well, guys, great topic again and some great choices there. But the one I'll have to go with, it's the one that made me love movies. My dad took me when I was 11 years old, 1981. And I know, Grant, you're going to disagree. It's Raiders of the Lost Ark.
You saw that in theater?
I did.
Because that's based. Fantastic. So think about this run for Han, for I was calling him Han Solo, for Harrison
for
Ford.
Han Solo, yeah.
Han Solo. Han Solo again, and then he plays like swashbuckling archaeologist with a whip and a pistol, solving the whole world's problems. And this is basically going back and forth between Han Solo and
but
Indiana
I won't
Jones.
Yuck his yum. He does shtick because he knows I didn't love those movies. But my dad and my brothers talk about those movies based on those experiences. They're older than me, obviously. My brothers and my dad, you know, they remember those nights and the theme and the, you know, coming over the speakers. I get that. I think that's a good answer.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.